tonight, our world is a mess. Turmoil, confusion, worry, fear. A spirit of revolt. In our own country, we have a rapid moral decline. You could go on and on with the difficult condition tonight. So what do we need? We need some good news. If you want to hear good news, say amen.
Amen.
Here it is. I brought it with me. It's God's message. It hasn't changed. It's always been the same. Our text tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The good news is a biblical message. There's no other source. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. This is Paul's testimony to the Corinthian church where he had visited. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, fear, much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, the first thing we want to consider is Paul's testimony. He speaks of how he did not come to them and then how he did come to them. Verse 1. When I came to you, I did not come with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Verse 4. And my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now we need to know that tonight. Paul did not come with fancy, flowery, manipulating words. He did not depend on gimmicks or entertainment. He did not change God's message. This is his testimony. Now, to the much fear and weakness and trembling, I relate right now. It's an awesome thing to preach the gospel. We're dealing with heaven and hell. We're dealing with eternity, with eternal destiny. Woe to the shepherds that lead my people astray. What a scary thing it is to think that someone might be deceived or confused by our teaching. So it's awesome. The central part of this passage is Paul's message. Verse 2. I resolved not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's God's message. That's the message He gave to the Apostle Paul. What does it mean, Christ crucified? It means the cross, Christ on the cross, Christ's death on the cross. So we want to look at two or three things about that death that are vital for us tonight. This is absolutely essential. We must know and understand and believe these truths. First of all, this death of Christ was sacrificial. In John 19:30, that's not a date, that's the chapter and the verse, 19:30, Jesus said, "I commend to you my spirit." What's he saying? I give my life to you. It is a sacrificial death. Again in John 10, he said, "I give my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me." His death is given. He's giving his life. It is a sacrifice. A sacrifice is giving. He gave his life. No one could take it from him. No beating, no weapons, no army of soldiers could have killed him. No human beings could have killed him. The only way he could die is for him to give his life. He did. We celebrate that tonight. It was not only sacrificial, it was substitutionary. In Matthew 27:46, Matthew records these words, Jesus on the cross saying, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Abandoned, deserted, alone. God had left him. And at that moment, he became a sinner. The sinless, perfect, innocent Son of God became a sinner. He became me. He became you. He suffered the wrath of God and took the punishment you and I deserve. Now, we can't fully appreciate what it means for the innocent to become guilty because we are not innocent. I am not innocent. and you are not innocent. How do I know that? The Bible tells me so. What a moment. It was not the physical beating. It was right here. The torture and agony of being forsaken by the Father in order to punish sin. And he's there for us. God gave his love in that Christ died for us. Think of that tonight. Instead of you, instead of me being on that cross, being punished for our sin, he took it. He sacrificed his life. He was a substitute for us. In the third place, that death on the cross was a saving death. It saves sinners. And I want to call your attention to Acts chapter 4 and just tell you about an event there that makes it very clear that his death is a saving death. A few days after Pentecost, which is 50 days after the Passover, Peter and John are going to the temple at the time of prayer. And at the temple is a man lying there who's been there every day for years. He's a lame man, and he's been there every day from his mother's womb. And all the people know him. He's a beggar. Peter and John come along, and he's asking them for an offering. Peter and John stop. Peter said to him, "Look at us. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give to you." He took him by the right hand, lifted him up. Strength came into his ankles and bones, and he began walking and leaping and praising God. And there was quite a stir among the people. So much so that the chief priests and the Pharisees called Peter and John in for questioning. They make a big mistake. They ask the wrong question. They said to Peter and John, "In what name or by what power have you done this to this man?" Well, Peter jumps on that. He said, "Be it known unto you, Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by his name and by his power, does this man stand before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." If you believe that, shout amen. There is no other Savior. There is no other message. Christ and Him crucified is God's message that was planned eternally by the Father to send His Son to die. It was the eternal experience of Christ to become Jesus, to go to that cross. He did it deliberately, on purpose. He voluntarily went to the garden to be arrested. He didn't resist. He voluntarily put him before Pilate. He didn't resist. When the soldiers beat him, he did not resist. When they crucified him on the cross, he did not resist. This is the moment, the center of history. This is salvation. This is God's message. And I want to say to you tonight, God's message became Paul's message, and it became my message. I preached my first sermon in 1952, probably 60 years ago. I have preached in church, in homes, in the mountains, in the desert, on the sea, on the beach, in cathedrals. I have never changed the message. And I say to you tonight, I will never change the message. I cannot. Pastor Kevin Otsuchi is committed to that same message. It's God's message. And I love it more tonight than I ever have. It's so good. This message and our Lord Jesus Christ can do what politicians cannot do. If you're trusting in better politics, forget it. It ain't going to happen. God's message for 2011 is this. Through the cross, hearts are changed. Sinners are saved. Lukewarm Christians are set on fire. There was a pastor who lived a few blocks from the church. And one Sunday afternoon, there's a knock at the door, and a young man says, "Pastor, Pastor, the church on fire." The pastor went to the door and said, "Praise God. I've been trying to set that church on fire for 10 years. This message can fire your heart. If you've been playing games with your Christian life, if you're lukewarm, get fired up tonight. Get real, get with it. This is the only message. It's God's. Only one Savior. So tonight we have the opportunity to come to the cross. And whatever the individual need may be, come to the cross. It's where God meets us. And God does not meet sinners anywhere else. He does not meet us through education or psychology or philosophy or being happy. We go to the cross. And there, God meets us. And oh, when I survey the cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul. My life. My all. Amen. And now we will have communion, celebrating Christ and Him crucified.